Good morning. Our guest this morning, Joanne Flaminio, president of the Boston Athletic Association, which, of course, administers the Boston Marathon. She's the first woman to ever hold that post. And Joanne, who lives in Providence, good morning. We're glad to have you here.
Thanks, Scott. Thank you for the opportunity to be with you today.
Where were you last year when the bombs went off, and what are your memories of that awful day?
As president of the Boston Athletic Association, Marathon Weekend is typically a lot of fun for me. I get to sort of oversee a lot of the events and to make sure that simply everything that we've planned for the year is going smoothly. I had been out in the stands for about 4 hours after we had crowned the winner, and things seemed to be going well. So I decided to walk back through the medical tent to check out the situation there. It was quiet there. It was, as you recall, it was a beautiful, sunny, good day, cool day for marathoning. So it was bruises and bumps in the medical tent, a few folks who were dehydrated, but all in all, most of the medical personnel were chatting about what they were going to do that evening. And from there, I walked back into the Fairmont Hotel, which serves as marathon headquarters on the weekend. And I had just walked into the media area when I heard the first bomb go off.
And what happened next?
Another bomb went off, and at first they just sounded like large explosions, but I knew instinctively in my heart that something had gone terribly, terribly wrong.
I'm reminded of the words of President Obama at the interfaith service 3 days after the bombings at the Cathedral of the Holy Cross. And he said, this time next year, on the third Monday in April, the world will return to this great American city to run harder than ever and cheer even louder for the 118th running of the Boston Marathon. How will that sentiment be realized this year?
In 36,000 ways, probably one for every runner who toes up on that line. You know, it's very interesting. I don't really think that this was per se an attack on the Boston Marathon or an attack on running. I think it was their intent to be somewhere where there were a lot of people together at one time in one mass. But if you think about runners generally, I think they took this personally. They're very resilient. If you think about their nature, they get out there every single day. They have a lot of routine, et cetera, in what they do. And there was nothing that was going to stop them with regard to this. You know, I think with every step that a runner takes as we start the race on Monday, we'll sort of restore the race to its normalcy and regain the majesty of Marathon Monday, a day of community, a day of spirit, a day of athleticism in the city of Boston.
Thousands line the streets along the 26 miles of this race. Now, short of martial law, we know it's well nigh impossible to totally police this event. What security measures will be taken this year that are new?
Well, there's many. I mean, I think it's very, very interesting. There's so many aspects of this, probably longer than what we have time for. One interesting aspect is that, we're not the London Marathon or the Chicago Marathon or the New York Marathon or the Berlin Marathon. We're the Boston Marathon that runs through 8 cities and towns. So we really have to coordinate our security with all of those places, starting in Hopkinton, through all the communities of Ashland and Framingham and Natick and Wellesley and so on and so forth. So it's a very, very difficult proposition to put all those security precautions in place. And then the other fact, of course, is that, you know, we're not the Celtics who play in the Garden or the Red Sox who play at Fenway Park. We run our race, our event, open on public roads. It really is a daunting, daunting task. And there are many, many players, again, complicated by the fact that there are those 8 cities and towns. We do have the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, which coordinates all the activity. But, you know, as you can see, if some of your friends or family are runners or volunteers, there's a lot more restrictions on what you can bring to the marathon, both in terms of either being a runner or a volunteer. And runners will no longer be able to bring a pack with them to Hopkinton. There will be clear plastic bags that need to be deposited at Boston Common, which they can later pick up. We'll provide them with a poncho at the finish because they'll probably be pretty cold at that point, and to protect them until they can meet up with their friends and family. And there are things with spectators as well to not bring backpacks.
What is the average spectator going to notice that's different this year? Is it the backpacks, the main thing?
I just think overall they'll notice a much more of a police presence along the route. There'll be much more barricading along the route. It'll be much more difficult this year to be a bandit. The Boston Marathon has long had a history of bandits. You know, we're a college community. Those bucket line folks of 18, 19, 20 want to jump in and be able to say they did it.
Sure.
But this is not the year to be a bandit. I would discourage all bandits from running this year. It's going to be much more difficult to enter the race at any point, and because there's going to be such an increased police presence along the route.
You know, the Boston Marathon is a real unique, a world-class athletic event that encompasses both amateur and elite runners. You have the world's best runners, and you also have people who've been, as you mentioned before, dodging snowbanks all winter to train for this, and it might take them 6 or 7 hours, but they're creating their own amateur memories. How will this year keep up that spirit?
I think what we most want this year is, again, to continue the integrity of the event. So it will have, you know, elite, you know, and the Boston Marathon is so many things to so many people. There's the elite athlete, the professional athlete who's there to make their name and to transform it into legend so that they, too, can say that they won the Boston Marathon. And then there's the all of the runners who qualify. So the amateur runner who is a very, very good runner, but who doesn't finish his or her career until he or she can say that they won the Boston Marathon. And then, of course, there's all the folks who are running for charity, for somebody, for a particular cause, somebody gone too soon, and who are mostly, I shouldn't say one-timers, but probably the kind of folks that you describe who are a little bit more at the back of the pack.
Thank you, Joanne Flaminio, and good luck with this year's Boston Marathon.
Thank you so much, Scott. This year, more than any other year in our 118th history, this race belongs to all of us.